One evening of late summer, before the present century had reached its 30th year, a young man and woman, the latter carrying a child, were approaching the large village of Weydon Priors on foot. They were plainly but not ill-clad, though the thick hoar of dust which had accumulated on their shoes and garments from the obviously long journey lent a disadvantageous shabbiness to their appearance just now. What was really peculiar, however, in the couple's progress, and would have attracted the attention of any casual observer otherwise disposed to overlook them, was the perfect silence they preserved. They walked side by side, in such a way as to suggest afar off the low, easy, confidential chat of people full of reciprocity. But on closer view, it could be discerned that the man was reading, or pretending to read, a ballad sheet which he kept before his eyes with some difficulty by the hand that was passed through his basket strap. Whether this apparent cause was the real cause, or whether it were an assumed one to escape an intercourse that would have been irksome to him, nobody but himself could have said precisely. But his taciturnity was unbroken, and the woman enjoyed no society whatever from his presence. Virtually, she walked the highway alone, save for the child she bore. Sometimes the man's bent elbow almost touched her shoulder, for she kept as close to his side as was possible without actual contact. But she seemed to have no idea of taking his arm, nor of he offering it as a natural thing. If any word at all was uttered by the little group, it was an occasional whisper of the woman to the child, a tiny girl in short clothes and blue boots of knitted yarn, and the murmured babble of the child in reply.